painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking. KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with today's Artbeat.
Welcome to Artbeat, and our coverage of Something Tribal This Way comes from St. Paul, Minnesota. This festival offers workshops in American Tribal Belly Dance, also known as ATS, as well as other forms such as fusion, old school Egyptian, and American cabaret. Today, we meet with a dancer who specializes in American tribal style, but also has another talent. This individual is the co-creator and artistic director of the Switchblade Sideshow in Minneapolis. In our interview, we will learn what it takes to stand on a bed of nails and how one works on being a pincushion, what kind of mental state one has to be in to perform such an art form, and more. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you're listening to Artbeat. I'm at Something Tribal This Way Comes, and we experienced an opening gala show, which included not just belly dance and all different genres of belly dance, but also a sideshow, which is unique, specifically Switchblade Sideshow. And today I have with me Remedy, who is one of the two members of that organization. Hello.
Hi.
When did you get started with sideshow?
I think that Nathan and I started performing sideshow in 2010, I feel like, but we started dating and experimenting with different performance pieces in 2008, so it's been a little while.
How does one get into that?
Nathan is a history buff, and he's obsessed with circus and sideshow. Specifically, sideshow used to travel with the circus, and it would be people who were differently abled, like people who were born with what some people consider defects, and there's like this idea that there's exploitation, but it's really the people who are in the sideshows. Like, there's a historical figure, his name is Johnny Eck, and he can do, or could do at the time, he didn't have legs, and he had a really well-developed upper body, and he could do amazing things because he was differently abled, and instead of just basically relegating himself to the sidelines of life, he embraced it and decided that he was not only going to live his life very fully, but he was going to push his body's limits and see what he could do. And so he could do like one-handed push-ups and stuff like that. I mean, it was really amazing, like things that most people can't do. And so that's kind of like the idea of the sideshow, is you take things that are difficult or really painful. It's like a feat of mind over matter. And you train your body in the tradition of the Sikhs in India, and, you know, stand on a bed of nails, or, you know, swallow a sword or something like that. We don't sword swallow, but you get the idea. I mean, he's a pincushion, so.
What is your specific specialty?
The things that I do that no one else that I really know does very, very often. I mean, there's a belly dancer with one sideshow who stands on a bed of nails and belly dances for a brief moment. I hula hoop and stand on a bed of nails, and I stand on a bed of nails on one foot, and as far as I know, I'm the only person right now that's doing that, but I could be wrong. Things change quickly. And I use flags, like flag poi, and I don't know of any other sideshow performers that are doing that right now, although there are some that use veil poi or fan veils really beautifully. So yeah, and Nathan's a pincushion, like that's his thing. There aren't very many of those.
The term blockhead, I've heard that before too.
Yeah, blockhead's a little different. Blockhead is actually when someone will take a nail or screwdriver or something else, power drill, and they'll stick it in their sinus cavity. So it's just about like sticking things in the sinus cavity specifically. But pincushion is referring to when someone can control their body's response and actually drive needles through their skin. So Nathan, at the performance, performed for the first time. He stuck a needle through his hand, and he had not done that yet. But yeah, typically he does his arms. Sometimes he'll do deep tissue through his arms and then through his cheeks. And that night he tried through his hand for the first time, and it was really successful. It hardly bled at all. So,
how does he get in a state of mind to be able to do that?
A lot of sideshow, I think, the ability to propel yourself forward to do what you're doing, a lot of it is a state of mind that you just have to. It's like almost like a meditative state of mind. And I know that there is Zamora is the torture king, and he is back in the days of Jim Rose circus sideshow. He used to tour with Jim Rose. And I know that they did some kind of an experiment or something where they actually checked his body's responses, and they found that he could control his body and his pain response. He could just control it. So it's kind of a study in learning to control your body's responses to things and really master your body in a way that I think a lot of people don't really think to do. So yeah, that's a lot of it. I think part of it too is having a crowd and having people who want to see you succeed. I think that there's something to be said about the group energy and the group dynamic, pushing something to be successful, channeling that energy.
Where are you hoping to take it? What other things are you hoping to learn?
Well, I'm here this weekend. I also belly dance, and I've been studying for a while now. I guess I'm hoping to, I have this idea that at some point in the future that I could build a circus sideshow that could tour like old days before they split. Because sideshow is kind of something that recently came back in like the late 90s, early 2000s with Jim Rose. I kind of want to see circus and sideshow back together. And not like a Ringling Brothers circus with the animals and the, you know, the big thing, but I really more something in the vein of like Cirque du Soleil, like something that's really, really driven towards seeing people push their potential and push their bodies into the ability to do things that are absolutely amazing and astonishing. And so I think part of that in traditional sideshows, they'd have dancers, they would have Middle Eastern dance and things like that because it was exotic at the time. And I kind of want to bring some of these elements back in and recruit people and build a big show. That's my ultimate goal.
When you're practicing these skills, how much time are you putting into that?
Well, I have a lot of irons in the fire, so I guess it depends on a given week. Like some weeks I spend every day practicing as much as I can, and some weeks I don't really get very much time in. It just depends on what's going on. I also work as a raw vegan chef at Ecopolitan Restaurant, and I teach classes and do specials, and it's a lot of work just trying to keep up with everything. And I dance with Kamala Chan Dance Company, and I'm there twice a week, sometimes three times a week, and I have to make a living. So I mean, you know, it feels like there's a lot going on all the time, but I like to spend as much time as I can working on different things, as much as my body will let me. So it's all about pushing things.
Is there a big sideshow community in Minnesota, or is it relatively small?
There's not a very large sideshow community in Minnesota. There was actually Titano. He was from Duluth, and he recently moved to Pennsylvania, I believe. And I mean, he's one of the performers in Minnesota. And in Minneapolis, I know there's Ra Kogis, or I think her stage name is Ra Diavola, and she's with Infiammati Fire Circus, and she also performs with some other local people like Eric Bang, but he's not Minnesota anymore. I think he moved to Ohio. So yeah, I mean, there's kind of like a Midwest community, but sideshow is a really small world. So I know different performers in different states, and I've hosted people at my house before, and it's like a really small family. And so I feel like everybody kind of knows everybody else.
If somebody wanted to do what you're doing, what would you recommend?
Well, there are a couple different ways of learning sideshow. There are some different schools. I think that the one that I would recommend is a Coney Island sideshow in New York. They have a sideshow school, and they're like the oldest sideshow establishment. So I would recommend them. I didn't go to Coney Island. I've been learning on my own, but were I to try and learn sword swallowing, I would definitely go to them because they know. There's also Red, who tours with World of Wonders, and he is one of the most famous sword swallowers alive today, and he teaches people, so he would also be a good recommendation. But really, I mean, I think historically the way that you learn these things is you find someone who knows how to do it and you pay them, or you are willing to risk life and limb and just try it out and see what happens.
So I gotta ask, what do the parents think?
They're not crazy about it, I'll be honest. But that's because if you're going to do things that are challenging your body and you're risking injuring yourself, like fatally at times, you know, things will happen. You know, you'll injure yourself learning. Absolutely. I've injured myself plenty of times. I'm pretty serious injuries, too. I've gotten a few different mishaps. And so is Nathan, learning pincushion. Like, you're sticking needles through your body, you might hit a vein, you know. Things happen, so you have to be either very foolhardy and brave or very stupid. So
you've had some learning moments.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
And you've built your tolerance for being able to stand on the bed of nails.
Yes.
How long would you say that took?
Well, it's a constant process. I feel like building up to standing on a bed of nails, I think that that took maybe 6 months of just really toughening up my feet to being able to withstand that sort of thing. And even the slightest thing that could go wrong can cause an issue. Actually, at this show, at the gala show, the bed of nails wasn't sitting evenly on the stage, so I kind of wobbled a little bit, and when I went to stand on one foot, I actually punctured my foot in 4 spots. So it's absolutely possible that injury can happen even with training.
You have to be careful and make sure you have your tetanus updated.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah.
If people want to find out more about you, where should they go?
We have a Facebook page, the Switchblade Sideshow. We also run a fire toy business. It's called Ragnarok Fire Supplies, and that's also on Facebook. And we're working on putting up actual websites that would just be theswitchbladesideshow.com or ragnarokfiresupplies.com. They're actually physically being worked on right now, but they're not live yet. So those would be the places I would suggest.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks again to Remedy for visiting with us on Art Beat. More information on Remedy and the Switchblade Sideshow can be found on Facebook and YouTube by searching Switchblade Sideshow. Another thank you goes out to Tasha Rose, creator of the Kamala Chan Dance Company and Something Tribal This Way Comes. More information on Kamala Chan can be found at kamalachand.com. More information on Something Tribal can be found at www.somethingtribal.com. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you've been listening to Art Beat.
Art Beat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.